Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Congratulations. On behalf of the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, you are now a member of the Jedi Alliance. May the Force be with you. Always.
Hello, is Darth Maul almost once said, at last we will reveal ourselves to the audience. Hello. Welcome to Jedi Alliance, a celebration of the greatest saga ever told. I am one of your hosts. I am Joseph Scrimshaw, and our other host is...
I'm the Internet Soapbox Mark, and you can find me on Twitter at Soapbox Mark.
I didn't know you were going to do a whole promo lead-in. I thought you were just going to say your name.
Well, either or. I'm too used to it.
Do you want me to start calling you... How do I start? Internet Soapbox?
The Internet Soapbox
King of
Mark.
Sofas Mark?
No,
what?
I'm the Soapbox King of Sofas. I am the Sofa King.
My mattress is very uncomfortable. Can we talk?
It's very lumpy. Please. You know, I'll talk to you about Casper. Sponsor.
Oh, wonderful.
No.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, you just gave him a free shout-out, huh?
Nailed it.
All right. So what is our show's topic? Do you want to tell the audience a little bit about that?
Well, today we're going to be discussing the greatest quotes, our favorite quotes from the Star Wars saga. And it's not the greatest, because everybody has
very
the ones
subjective.
That they hold to. Yeah, it's very subjective. A certain quote could hit you in a certain way, depending on how you're feeling that day. So some of these might be the ones that we talked about in previous episodes in the five most important questions. Some of them might not be. They're just quotes that hit us in a fun, tickly way.
Yeah, so we're all going to share our own here on the panel, and then we will boil them down into a Jedi Alliance top five quotes that will probably be ridiculous.
Yes, absolutely silly, if my list has anything to say about it.
And to help us with that, we have two great returning guests. We have Joe Ruggiero.
Hi. I'm great.
You are, and you're great and returning.
And returning. I'm great at returning.
And Alexis Doris.
I am here. I'm not as great as returning, though. That's why you guys have to...
Someday.
You are.
You are great and returning and great at returning. Joe, can you remind the people listening a little bit about who you are and what you do?
I am Joseph Scrimshaw's best friend.
Aww.
We've known each other since we were... how old are you?
I'm not going to say on the air.
As old as we are right now. You can find me on the Twit Machine at JoeRue23, where I say and retweet funny things.
Excellent. And Alexis, a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Well, if you haven't been part of the Popcorn Talk Nation, you usually know that I'm in the booth most of the time, engineering all the shows here. I'm also a host at AfterBuzz and Block Hollywood Live. So it's mostly what I do. I'm just stuck in a box.
Triple crown.
The whole time. Yeah. One man band. That's me.
And we just lost our engineer.
Bye.
He'll be back.
Bye. Yeah.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
It was just because you didn't like my introduction, because I'm not in the booth.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sorry.
Well,
people in the booth.
I just wanted to be let out. Just this one hour, guys.
The People in the Booth is a great horror film that I will write someday. The People in the Booth.
That's what it feels like.
But let's get back to Star Wars.
Do we have to?
Very rousing. Alexis, since you're returning to the show now your second time, we have a second round of questions that we ask about your fandom. So,
you're in trouble now.
I know.
Hopefully you've had some time to think
about
them.
They're all booth related. So
yeah. I knew it! I am the winner!
We've completely changed all of the questions that we sent you previously.
Yep.
So, first question being, what piece of Star Wars technology would you want in real life?
Oh, man. I did think about this, but didn't think about this.
think again.
Just kidding. I'd probably like anything that has to do with like hologram technology. I think that would be pretty cool.
So you want to like step up from FaceTime to flickering blue images?
Yes,
of
I just
one
want
another.
People just to be like, "Help me, Alexis. You're my only hope."
Okay.
Over and over.
So it's more that you feel like if we had the technology of holograms, we would send more desperate melodramatic messages.
Yeah,
than
all
just
the
like
time.
Pay you up in hologram form.
No, it would just be that, and it's pretty much just be like, I need toilet paper. I'm in the other room.
You are my only hope.
Just sitting on the pot.
Would it be whole body, or would it have to be like waist up?
No,
like,
just be the waist up.
Just head poking it. Hey, by the way, I need some toilet paper.
Nice and disturbing. My favorite.
Star Wars.
You're welcome.
And speaking of disturbing, if you turn to the dark side, what would your Darth name be?
This is the question I had a really hard time with.
It's
I'd probably
a hard
just
one.
Pick my last name, which is McLeod. Like that's my Irish Scottish last name, and I would just do that, so it'd be Darth McLeod or Darth Cloud, maybe.
Yeah, Darth Cloud is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think Darth McLeod is probably better.
He'd
At first it seems
Star Wars guy.
Exactly. Yeah. I had to watch Highlander 2 once because I wrote a riff of it. I had to watch it multiple times to go back and forth and write a riff for it.
Wow.
For doing it, a live riff of it.
Yeah.
And the villain in that says McLeod again and again. So when you say McLeod, I just hear that and feel that
I'm
emotional
sorry.
Plane.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
So I would always hear
that wasn't the point.
McLeod!
Yeah. Well, because it's I know that Darth Cloud would be better than Darth Torres. So.
Yeah, but Darth Cloud just sounds like there's a dark cloud coming and you're a weather
that
person with
me.
A lisp.
Yeah. That would be me.
There's some dark cloud.
Yeah,
there's a dark cloud coming.
Something dark cloud.
Next question. Oh,
which Star Wars animal makes the best noises?
Sorry, guys. I'm Filipino, so Ewoks all the way.
I didn't know that was culturally tied.
Well, because if a lot of people that, I mean, I don't know if you guys know this. I mean, I feel like everybody does that in certain dialects of Ewoks, you can actually hear a little bit of Tagalog inside of it. Like,
really?
That's why
you can like
you go,
identify specific words, right?
Mm-hmm. I can't think of them off the top of my head right now, so don't quiz me. But but yeah, like they're, I remember watching it with like my aunts and uncles, and they would just start laughing randomly, and I'm like, what are you doing? And they'll just actually repeat it. So.
Like that Ewok just said potato.
Yeah, something like really.
I don't know why.
It was like something really silly.
Okay.
So I always say that Ewoks sound really funny to me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And which Star Wars character do you think smells the best?
Hands down, Padme.
Oh, nice. Mm. Nice.
I can't think of anybody else who would smell nice.
Yeah, if she puts that much work into her clothing.
Or her body doubles.
Or her body doubles. But they probably have to smell just like her, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or better. I don't know. To be more convincing. I have no idea. They have to put in a lot of work to be her. Just saying.
Yeah. So well, I would like that if a villain was trying to figure out, is this the real Padme?
Yeah.
It smells like Padme, but even better.
Which one are you?
I just wanted you guys to make the smelling sounds like you're smelling Padme.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Potato.
Nailed it.
And at the same time,
smells like fresh Padme.
I just want a candle from Best Bath & Beyond.
Well, that's when the Ewoks try to cook and eat her, right?
Apologies to our audio listeners, or you're welcome. Either or.
Yeah.
Would you use a Jedi mind trick to get yourself out of a speeding ticket?
Yes.
Sith?
Yeah, I'm going to keep asking that question until someone says, of course not. That's immoral.
And then kick them out for lying.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. If you use the Jedi mind trick, it never happened.
That is really, really dubious.
Wow. There it is. He found a loophole.
I don't trust you at all anymore.
From a certain point of view.
Yes, yes. And the final question is, will you cry during Rogue One?
No, actually. I feel like watching Star Wars is different than watching something that we all knew that happened, but we actually didn't know what happened, so I can't really be emotional about it. That's how I see it.
Okay, so you're not... Are you excited for the movie?
Yes.
You just don't think it'll have that level of emotional...
No, I feel like I will be jumping around in my seat, doing weird stuff in my seat, but I won't be crying. That is the one thing that won't be on my weird things.
Just sitting around doing weird stuff.
When you ask a question, right. You know, you're throwing, you know, your lure into the lake, and you're hoping to get something. And well, wow, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Wow. Jumping around doing weird things. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's just what I do.
Well, I think that gives us a good picture of Alexis.
Of Alexis
our awesome
movies.
Returning just, guest.
Yeah.
Doing weird things.
Just doing weird
doing
things.
Weird things in
Darth McCloud doing weird things. Not crying.
Not crying, exactly. I would be sitting there stone cold face and just doing weird things with my hands.
No, I imagine that's you awesome, in the aisles going, not crying, not crying.
That will be me.
That I would be upset about.
That would be very upsetting.
That would be distracting for me.
Like you need to leave.
I'll just
now.
Be in the back, in the very back corner. Don't mind me.
From there, we go to news from the Holonet. This week dropped almost by total surprise a teaser on Instagram that revealed a little bit more about that lightsaber scene in the forest. What did you think of? First of all, we saw it in the Struzan poster that Finn was going to have a lightsaber, but. Seeing it now in context, did that affect anybody in terms of trying to stay away from spoilers or what?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was this sort of like very, very official using the shot that we'd seen before in the Korean trailer of the First Order. So that had become sort of like, this is not at all spoilery anymore. This is out there. It's for real. And then the same thing with Finn's lightsaber. So for me, it was a little sort of 20 seconds of like, we're going to give you a little bit more and really say this is from Lucasfilm, this is official, this is released. And then it was very powerful to see Finn in context of possibly facing Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think?
Yeah, as I've said many times, I don't want any spoilers, and so kind of seeing him holding it was a bit of one, but it was also freaking awesome. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, now I know that. Cool. It's so cool. So, you know, once I got over the initial, like, 3 seconds of disappointment that now I have a little bit more info, I mean, just look at that. That's all.
Like, yeah.
He's going to fight Kylo Ren in a dark forest. That's awesome.
Or
I want to see it.
In theory, they're going to fight, right? But
or
they're fully know they could still be being manipulative.
Maybe
right?
They'll just sit around doing weird things. You never know.
That will just be my dream. Yeah. But no, I was on the same boat where I know we talked about how I didn't want to see anything besides like little things. But like this here, I was so excited. I kind of forgot that I was like, oh, this is a spoiler. I was on the same boat. So I was just kind of like, he has a lightsaber. And then I just kind of went, oh, I wasn't supposed to see that.
And I think it'll be the type of a moment like we saw, like, for just for example, like the Avengers, when we saw the circle around shot of all six of the heroes. And you're like, oh, that's a cool shot. I wish I didn't see it. And then when you see it in the context of the movie, you're like, ah, everything is perfect. I figure it'll be something similar with most of these shots where you'll just forget that you ever saw it in the first place. And you'll get to experience how it was supposed to be experienced.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hopefully the film is exciting enough and there's so much new information that we won't have time in our little lizard brains in the back to start connecting. Like, okay, he's got to get to the forest with the lightsaber.
Yeah.
The other thing that I thought was really fascinating about this is I saw a lot of people reacting in different places. All saying, oh, holy swear word that I almost said. He has such and such person's lightsaber. But it was fascinating that it was almost like a 50-50 if people say, he's got Luke's lightsaber, or he's got Anakin's lightsaber.
Isn't it the same?
It is exactly the same.
That was the first thing I thought of. I was like,
your
isn't
father's
it the same
lightsaber.
Lightsaber?
It is the same one.
Yeah, but it's fascinating to me how people react either with the identification of course it's Luke's, or of course it's Anakin's. Like, there's sort of a power in the word of, like, whose lightsaber is it in sort of the bigger picture, like who truly possesses it.
Right. I mean, technically it was Anakin's first.
But it was Luke's last, so yeah.
Yeah, and I think it probably has a lot to do with which set of movies was your first one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm original trilogy guy, so I'm not beholden to the prequels, so that's Luke's.
Yeah.
But I could see somebody 10 years younger than me who grew up, you know, with the prequels first, who are all, yay, Anakin, saying, hey, that's Anakin. I can totally get that. But it's Luke's. It's Luke's.
I just think, stop it, Internet.
It's Luke's.
I think we actually look at it here with the Infinity figures. It's the same.
It's the same.
We don't need those little Infinity guys to help us. We know this. That's canonical.
That's visual reference.
Visual reference, indeed.
Oh, my God, you should make them fight.
Welcome to Jedi Alliance. Just devolve. Just totally devolve.
But I do think it's cool because it makes me think that the movie is going to continue to be in that sort of a gray area that if you grew up with the original trilogy, Luke's saber was a symbol of good. It was the good lightsaber. But now that we've all been exposed to the prequel trilogy, we also know it killed a bunch of younglings.
Yeah.
So, like, do people want it because it's a good
stuff.
Thing or do they want it because it's a bad thing? Like, if there is sort of force energy concentrated around that weapon, is it good? Is it bad?
Maybe all
it
of
excites me to think about.
It has good balance.
Maybe all of Star Wars isn't even about the Skywalker. It's about the lightsaber.
Interesting.
Just that one lightsaber.
Interesting.
Huh?
Yeah. Something.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe I don't.
I understood your point, but the as drove it home.
Now you're really convinced.
All right, so we're going to move on to our other piece of news from the Holonet this week. Deadline Box Office made a bold prediction that The Force Awakens opening weekend will smash all records, both domestic and global. What do you guys think about that? Do you think that will happen?
Yes, foregone conclusion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
It's going to be the biggest thing of all time ever.
Yeah. Everyone and their mom is going to see it. Like, that's just a thing. Yeah.
I honestly think that it could break the overall record within the first 2 weeks.
Yep.
Like, it could, $2-3 billion in the first few weeks.
Do you think it will physically break movie theaters?
Yes.
Yes.
So many people will be doing crazy things in their seats, like Alexis.
Yeah, just like me, except it will stay within my seat.
The floors will be soaked in tears.
There's going to be some
except for my seat.
Except for hers, because she doesn't cry. Neither do I, for weaklings. But yeah, no, it's all the money.
Yeah.
It's going to create an entirely new financial network and a whole new economy that America will have to borrow against.
I just feel like it's going to bring in a lot of a new generation as well who hasn't probably seen any of the Star Wars stuff because they have friends who have seen it. Yeah. So that's what's also going to add to that as well.
It's probably the first movie ever made where, like, three completely separate mm-hmm. generations all have vested interest in it. Because, you know, you've the older ones, the prequels, everybody. So you've got, like, a good 30, 40 years worth of people who are all want to see this thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, the predictions, I think that's not a shocking prediction that it will go really, really well. And I think mm-hmm. all the arguments make a ton of sense. But the prediction, like, I think if I have my numbers right, that Jurassic Park did about 200 million domestic, and that was the biggest ever. And people are predicting around 300 million. So
I think that's correct.
How for The Force Awakens, how far do you think it can go, just like actually logistically?
Well, that also depends on how many theaters carry it. Right. I mean, it depends on their distribution deal. If enough theaters get it and enough theaters do the early screenings, so like not just the midnights, but the 11s, the 10s, the 9s, the 8s, the 7s. I think I've seen screenings for stuff as early as like 7 p.m. on a Thursday night. So if the majority of theaters in America start there, then you're going to have people seeing it at 7, getting out of it, seeing it at 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if they can. They're not all pre-sold.
You're going to have consistently full movie theaters that entire week, 2 weeks. Like, I'm already planning to see it several times before the weekend's out.
Yeah.
Before Friday's out. So, like, you can only imagine.
This is Star Wars weekend. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have deodorant in my car.
Yep,
that's it.
A couple of changes of shirts.
Live off of popcorn and fresh, and you know.
That's why I have a giant purse, because I will be bringing snacks with me plus deodorant.
Yeah. So they're gonna be a bunch of like sort of like Star Wars hobos living in
pretty
the bathrooms
much.
Uh-huh. Yeah. of multiplexes yeah. across the country.
But yeah, trading horror stories. Like I've been here since Thursday. I've seen some stuff, man.
The Hobo Awakens.
Jurassic World was the one that got 524 million.
Domestically?
No, that's worldwide.
That's global.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I've seen so far.
No, it'll beat that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, so I think the prediction for Force Awakens was around 300 domestic, 600 million global.
Yeah,
so,
makes sense.
I love how casual people are about those numbers.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
On the one hand, it does make complete sense. But on the other hand, it's like, oh my God.
Like, everyone's going. Like,
the closer we get, the more they show. Even with all of the media, like with the Disney Infinities, the Battlefronts, the any sort of anything that's going to be released to do any more hype is only going to put people into seats more consecutively.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to see it, but how many times are you going to see it?
Well, right. And as we're seeing with the Marvel franchise, like as it grows and has gotten bigger and bigger, you're getting more casual fans who are just mm-hmm. hearing about, oh, this Marvel thing, who aren't necessarily comic book fans, who aren't already into it, but they know it's a thing that's happening. And this is Star Wars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, everyone's going to go in. People who have never seen a Star Wars thing and could not care less will still go see it because it's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there will certainly be a very small chunk of people who will just not go. They will let us know they're the kind of people who corner you at a cocktail party to tell you they don't own a television.
I didn't even watch Star Wars.
But I think some of those people will break down.
There will only be like 7 of them. Like,
yeah,
that's it. Like,
but they'll be very vocal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
They'll split off and start a new nation.
Yeah, like, I don't even care about Star Wars.
Good for you.
Excellent. Any other thoughts before we move on to our main topic?
Nah.
Just yes, yes, yes.
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 It will break
sad.
Everything. There will be strange movements in the theater, and mm-hmm. it will be beautiful.
Yep.
Yes. Honey
Excellent.
Honey
strange loud
yes.
movements. So today's episode, as we mentioned on the top of the show, is going to be about quotes, famous things that have been uttered or said in any sort of a fashion in the Star Wars universe. We're counting everything, right? I mean, presumably we're sticking to 4, 5, and 6, but if there's any Clone Wars...
What kind of presumption is that?
Because Joseph's my buddy, I do have one prequel quote.
Okay.
Thank you.
Looking out for
yes.
you, buddy.
Yes, and I know they are a source of great tension, but we have many fans here at Jedi Alliance who like the prequels, and I think there's some great quotes in them as well.
I agree. What I'm saying is there might be a presumption that we would be sticking to 4, 5, and 6, but we're going past that.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I thought you said presumably only...
You were informing the fans.
It's
not us.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Yes. I'm talking to all sorts of people, including little Anakin. But
with his poor bent lightsaber.
Yeah. Stop reminding me. Sorry. This is going to be a fun list.
I apologize for my nerd rage, Mark.
Yeah. I apologize for mine because my collector's rage. Now I have to get one that doesn't get out of the box.
Why is he holding Luke Skywalker lightsaber? That's weird.
I don't apologize for my nerd rage on that one.
Get out. So we're going to start with Joe.
Oh, that's
your
a
top
bad idea.
Five and why you picked them.
Oh boy, this was really hard.
Yeah,
naturally.
So thanks. I enjoy a good challenge because it was really hard not to pick like just all the great. It's a trap and do or do not. There is no try, aww, which I probably use daily.
Taking those off, yeah. Of my list.
No, I'm just yeah. I mean, they certainly belong on the list.
Exactly.
I'm not going to argue with any of you who bring them
but
up.
But your personal list, what means
my
stuff
personal
to you?
List, yes, I tried to think of like things that just give me a giggle,
oh,
or whatnot. and I mentioned this moment on the show before. It's one of my favorite moments of all the movies, is the part where Chewie and R2 are playing the hologram chess.
Mm-hmm. The Jerry?
Yeah, and sure, that totally. That's what I meant to say. And, you know, Han makes reference to Wookiees ripping arms off their opponents when they lose, and C-3PO just going, "Let the Wookiee win." Because then Chewie just leans back and is like, "Yep, no, you should really do that." Really? And that's just...
Listen
like,
to your
so,
friend.
Yeah, I love... Listen to your friend Chewbacca, your Billy friend. Zane.
Yeah.
So, is your favorite quote C-3PO or the noise that Chewbacca makes?
It's "Let the Wookiee win" because it's you know there when you're just never going to win beat this guy. Just let it go.
Nice. All right. So your next one.
My next one. As I told you guys ahead of time, I got a lot of Han Solo on here, and I like quotes that. If you were, say somebody comes in and has never seen Star Wars, and you have to pick one quote that will just symbolize that character,
right?
And you can just say, "This is this person." My favorite Han Solo quote, and which is of course is probably his top. "Never tell me the odds."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just Han.
Yeah,
I have a few others here that are also Han, but really, it's just like, I don't care what I'm up against. Just point me at it and let's go.
A little bit of "I don't care" and also "I don't want to know." Like, I don't. There's a little bit of
"I
like,
don't care," but also like that could really mess with my head.
He's like Wile E. Coyote when he runs past the cliff and he's hanging in midair. Yeah. Han knows I'm hanging in midair. Yeah. I'm not looking down. Nope. I don't look down. Yeah. Never tell me the odds.
Yes. My favorite Princess Leia quote.
Nice.
Another one that kind of just sums her up is during their escape from the Death Star, and they're walking down the hallway, she goes, "Would somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way?"
That was also
I love that. And just that, just and how she delivers it. And I was like, "Excuse, I know you're a 7 foot tall giant monkey person. Move."
She's not
princess. Move.
Yes. None of it. Yeah. See where
don't
I've been.
Care.
Don't care. Getting out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just love that moment. As promised, here's my prequel.
I'm ready.
This one's for you, buddy.
Thank you. Prequel.
As I've said, I'm not the biggest prequel fan.
I know.
But I will feel
your anger.
Yes. But I will say probably the last half of Revenge of the Sith is pretty cool.
Great.
They kind of get it, that part, right, mostly. And one of my favorite lines is the part where Palpatine is taking over. He's making his big rah-rah speech.
Yeah.
Like Empire is happening now.
And, you know, get on board and get out.
Here, some
Empire,
some,
GTFO.
Some stuff's going down now, y'all. And Padme turns to Bail Organa and says, "So this is how liberty dies, with thunderous applause." That's a great line. Sums up everything that's happening. Very relatable to real world happenings. Mm-hmm. Where there's been a guy saying some stuff and a whole crowd of people applauding him, kind of going, "Actually, this could really come to bite us in the butt at some point."
I appreciate that even more when I read Chris Taylor's book that we've talked about on Jedi Lance, How Star Wars Conquered the Universe, which really lays out how much young Lucas was affected by sort of some of the Vietnam Nixon politics, and that he had intended all this stuff, at least sort of in the big picture, that sort of commentary on how a government falls apart from the inside through war and, you know, control. And that then when he went to make the prequels, everybody's like, "Why are you doing this, you know, modern political commentary?" It's like, it's not modern at all.
I think, and that, you know, as that part of the film and the prequels have led up to, you know, and it is this big, huge moment. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, in the Star Wars lore, because that's the part where Emperor Palpatine takes over. And, you know, I think that line really lives up to the moment.
Cool.
Just like all the other lines in the prequels do.
All right, let's move on.
I'm next a senator.
Boom.
Love you. And, oh gosh, my last one. See, so many others to choose. Okay, I'm going to hit you with another, with a little bit more of Han Solo. yeah, when they're about to break Leia out, and he's talking to the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're changed, like, we're all fine here now. Thank you. Hi, we're fine. How are you? It's just so, like, I don't know what I'm doing, but. Hey, what's up? And then he just shoots it. Like, that's just...
It's like Han Solo is the worst improv student ever.
Yeah.
He's trying. Like, you want me to make up what? And yes and what?
Yeah. I'm pretending I'm what? No, just shut up. But and just the way he's just like, how are you?
Yeah.
You almost think he might even care.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, because he's trying to fake care, but also, obviously, in that sort of wrong context of, that's not official speak.
I just always want to picture the dude on the other end of that just going, I'm okay.
What? No, he's like, he's had a really bad day, and he's the first person to ask how he's doing.
No one ever asked me how I feel.
Well, you know, really got some stuff going on right now. It's been hard.
And he's just talking to an endless thing. Like, it's just been... And so that's when my wife decided she was going to leave me. And, hello? Yeah. Is anybody there? It's like 20 minutes later, and he's going out. What's going on?
I think there's a problem in the detention center, and the guy's a real a-hole, too.
I thought I had a new friend.
Awesome. And that was your five, right?
I don't know. I'm bad at math.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Excellent. So we'll move on to you, Alexis.
Well, I know that we talked about trying not to pick stuff that was extremely iconic, but...
But if it's your favorite, that's great.
The reason why all of mine are, like, really iconic lines are because they've all had something, a memory attached to it.
Awesome.
So, and they're all very family-oriented, because my family's obsessed with Star Wars. So
that's a good family.
So, I have talked about Laugh It Up Fuzzball on the Bounty Hunter one, because my dad and I and my whole family uses it anytime when someone says something real stupid, and we laugh after. So... It's like the one line that my dad says, and I think you said that it was such a dad joke line.
It really is. Yeah,
it just kind of worked out. So he still uses it very often.
Does he use it in appropriate contexts or just like
all
suddenly
the time.
Out of the blue?
No, like every time when someone laughs when he gets in trouble by my mom, he'll look at all three of the kids and be like, laugh it up, fuzzballs, like every single time. And then any time when dad doesn't shave, we use the why you stuck up half-witted scruffy looking nerf herder, and he's just like, who you calling scruffy looking? Like, we do that all the time because my mom really hates facial hair. Like, that's just a thing on her, the person that she's with, which is my dad. And so we always do that every time when he gets in trouble. It's usually when dad gets in trouble, a lot of Star Wars lines come out.
Is that a way to break the tension where everybody relaxes? Like, so is there like real tension and then a Han quote comes out and everybody's like, okay,
we're fine now.
Yeah.
Back to normal.
Yes. And it's really funny because a lot of people think that we're a very like uptight kind of family, but anytime when a movie quote, especially Star Wars, comes out, everybody just kind of forgets about it and we start talking about the movie. So that's why all these quotes, I had to write them all down because I was like, there's so many.
So that's your first two, right? Both
Those are my first two. I use this line every time I do something wrong, which is, I've got a bad feeling about this. It doesn't matter in any way, shape, or form. Anytime, Mark's heard me say it at work too, and I'm just like, I've got a bad feeling about this. Because the youngest brother, I guess that's three now, so the youngest brother is the shortest one out of everybody in the family. He uses, anytime we like say something about his size, he always says, judge me by my size, do you? Size matters not. So there's that. And, the last one is I use because I used to teach, martial arts. For kids ages 3 to 12.
Cool.
So I use anytime when someone would complain about, like, I can't do this, and that's obviously the line that I would use, which is, you know, do or, you know.
Do or do not?
Yeah.
Do you have a Yoda impression?
I'm not going to do it. So it doesn't sound like Yoda.
The answer was that you do have a Yoda impression, and you're not going to do it.
It's not happening.
I'm not going to twist your arm to do it, but I want to verify you do have one that you do alone in your home.
Yeah.
Now, why don't you want to share?
Huh?
Why don't you want to do your Yoda impression?
Because it doesn't really sound like Yoda.
How about if we all say do or do not, there is no try, on the count of three, all four of us? Would you feel safety in numbers?
I guess I can.
Okay, here we go. Do or do not. There is no try on the count of three. One, two, three.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like anything like Yoda when I do it. It just
and
sounds like
all
I'm
of
just
our
being
listeners
terrible. Sorry, great. iTunes listeners. But
we're
yeah,
grown ups.
So it's mostly it's a lot of yes.
This is our lives right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, we're such adults.
Let's all do a Yoda impression.
But yeah, I think all the quotes that we've done in our family are either Han or Yoda, I've noticed. Since we are a martial arts family, like all three of the kids, including myself, are black belts. My mom's a kickboxer, dad's a boxer, grandfather's a Filipino Muay Thai fighter. So
the stuff that you might be doing in the theater in Rogue One is just beating the crap out of somebody.
I'm just shadowboxing, okay? I was trying not to use the term, so I don't get kicked out of theaters.
So that's why I'm sitting next to her. So she goes off, I'm the first one to go. Yes. Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
I mean,
through this. Yeah. It's good you've been kind good about plenty. The prequels.
Yeah.
So I had a follow-up question also about the I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yes.
You know, the line gets passed around. It's said by a lot of
yes.
different people. Do you have a favorite of the person who says
Leia.
It?
Leia. Straight up, when she says it,
yeah.
Is my favorite. Just because I wasn't expecting her to say it. So that's why it's my favorite.
Awesome. Awesome. So we got another Leia quote in there.
Yeah.
That's technically a Leia quote
yeah.
for you.
I just chose it because I know that it's a running joke that they say it in all three of the original movies. So I just thought it was...
Yeah, it's in the prequels as well.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah.
I completely missed that.
And Clone Wars and Rebels.
Oh, I know it was in Clone Wars and I know it's in Rebels. I didn't know it was
I think
prequels.
It said mm-hmm. once an episode in Clone Wars.
That's how you know how much I love the prequels.
Because yeah. they're so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes out guns blazing in Clone Wars, and I think animated series and dialed it down.
Slow with
a little bit, yeah.
You
all right,
so
well, these are great.
I know. It's going to be the worst. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, it's awesome to have so many of these truly iconic ones but have the great personal meaning to you.
Yeah, it's just that Star Wars was the first family movie, which is saying something, that we all sat down, you know, every time when we thought, or my parents thought that we were of age to watch it. We would all sit around and actually, like, my parents would take time off and we would just sit and watch all the movies. So that's what. So when Force Awakens comes out, we're all going to go together.
Oh, nice!
Cool.
So it's just a family tradition is to watch Star Wars, especially during we have like Die Hard during Christmas, and then Thanksgiving we watch Star Wars, which is strange, but that's just what we do. And New Year's we always watch in order.
Awesome.
Prequels to the original. So
on New Year's?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because we were starting the new year, and that's just something that we all know because we're, you know, everyone's stressed. Everyone has their own stuff. So every new year, it's kind of like we're starting something
new. Comfortable and familiar in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Yep.
It's a smarter idea than doing like a Lord of the Rings marathon.
I mean, we've done that before because we also like Lord of the Rings, but then we realize, wow, we've lost our whole weekend. Okay, moving on.
I just want to walk through trees for some reason, and I don't know why.
Exactly.
What about you, Joseph? What's your top five?
So my top five is, it was very difficult for me because almost all of mine were Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, Obi-Wan
nothing
is
wrong with some Obi-Wan.
He's my favorite character because he is grumpy. And wise, and kind, and sarcastic, and there's a quote for every mood of what I like in human behavior. But I did want to start with Han because I think Han generates probably the most one-liners, the best iconic one-liners. So my first one was a Han Solo one that's been it's a Yoda sling blade mashup going on.
Yes,
taters mashed.
This is a Han one. My first one is a Han one that has been on my mind a lot, which is a more subtle one, which is the quiet to Chewie, I don't know how we're going to get out of this one during Empire Strikes Back, because the quotes pop up in my mind as I'm dealing with my own life problems.
I mean,
I'm getting ready to go to a convention and a tour, and I'm not fully prepared yet, and I keep just thinking, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this one. I hear it in Han's voice, and it makes me feel better. My second is from the prequels, and I think there are a lot of, like, actually really good quotes from the prequels. This one I don't think is, like, an amazing quote on an iconic level, but it is one that also goes through my head a lot, and I just like the delivery. It is from Darth Sidious, or Palpatine.
Mm-hmm.
It is when the Nemodians are asking him about actually invading Naboo and going all the way with it, and he is a flickering blue hologram at that point, and he says, I will make it legal. They say, is that legal? And he goes, I will make it legal. And to me, there's just so much, like, venom and anger and intent to have power in that one line, and also is like, oh, well, he's not just, like, some creepy space wizard in a cloak. He's like, oh, no, he's also a politician.
Very high-ranking like, politician.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, horrible real-life politicians are... in their offices saying, I will make it legal.
I will make it legal.
Yeah. Do it.
Go to Chipotle. Get me extra cilantro. I don't care. Do it.
And the complete opposite, this was my favorite quote that I shared the first time I was a guest on Jedi Alliance, just like you, Alexis. And it is a kind of a Luke Skywalker quote that is not quoted as often because it's also a throwaway line. It is from A New Hope when Princess Leia is storming out of the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. She says to Luke, I don't know if your friend cares about anything. And Luke quietly says, I care.
Yeah. Well,
no one listens or hears him, but that's like that's another little picture of Luke.
It's one to himself.
Happy, hopeful guy. I'm like, well, I care about stuff.
Well, I care.
But no one's listening to me.
Gosh, yeah. Shucks.
Oh, golly.
I care. He has a nice little shrug with it. The next one is a kind of a curveball, but it has been on my mind a lot. It is from The Force Awakens, presumably.
Hey! Yeah. I didn't even know we could what? Do that.
I went crazy. Maybe it might not be from The Force Awakens. It might be from The Force Awakens trailer.
Yeah. I mean,
you never know.
But there has been an awakening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Has been on my mind. And I think actually with the Instagram, there was a sort of, we had already heard that, and there was a power sort of seeing it with new images.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me start to sort of appreciate it as this classic Star Wars line that maybe we're all going to connect with, that it's fun and cool in the context of the movies, but it's also sort of this fun, absurd thing to
and
quote
you
in your day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Just like, you know, your toast pops up and you say to yourself, there has been an awakening. Yeah.
There has been an awakening.
Just sarcastically, if your friend's not getting something and they finally get it, there's been an awakening. All right. I wonder if it's going to take on that sort of iconic.
You know, I think it'd be
if
great.
We have anything to say about it, it will.
Yeah, there has been an awakening. And my final one is Obi-Wan Kenobi. It was so hard to pick from all of my Obi-Wan Kenobi quotes, but it is, so what I told you was true from a certain point of view.
Yep.
I just feel like so much of what Star Wars is in that quote.
Number of times you've used that one on your wife.
Zero.
Liar.
Smart man.
Don't do it.
Yes, my wife. My wife is both smart and understanding, so I don't have to use husband stereotypes.
Smart.
When I'm like full you. Of bull, she knows so and I know, and I simply acknowledge just, yep. that. You know, I just did that, right? Yeah. You knew I was going to apologize in a few seconds, didn't you? Yep. Yep. Yeah. So I love it, and I love how much it gets sort of. It has its own power in Return of Jedi, and then I think in the prequels, it really. Takes on extra weight as a lot of the characters, especially in Revenge of the Sith, also use that argument that, you know, and it even connects back to Qui-Gon's quote in Phantom Menace about your perspective determines your reality. Your focus determines your reality. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's my top five.
So my top five a couple of them had been said. But I do have some alternates.
Awesome.
I have a very bad feeling about this for more of a Star Tours reason than a Star Wars reason.
Yeah.
And I can't quote the entire ride of Star Tours, but I would if I could.
Do you mean out of time? You can't do it?
Oh no!
Because you probably can.
I would
do
have
it
to
in
do
reality.
It in order, but I mean, as a favorite quote, like a 10-minute experience probably doesn't count. So
that's next week's show.
I'll do it. Star Tours episode. Don't get me wrong. I can write it. So actually, one of the ones while I was looking that really stuck with me that I went that is one that I don't remember as often is one from Revenge of the Sith, and it's Yoda. It's death is a natural part of life. Rejoice for those around you who transform into the Force. Mourn them, do not. Miss them, do not. Attachment leads to jealousy. The shadow of greed, that is. And it's really poignant, and it's one of those ones that I see and I hear, and I'm like, yeah, that's really what I do.
Oh, no, I smacked my mic.
He's just smacking his mic around.
We'll do it when we can. Piss off John in the booth. But yeah, that's one of the ones that you can hear and you kind of get solace at for depending on where you are in life. But I mean, this is a lot of different viewpoints here for these different quotes, and damn it, that's one that I like.
Yeah, so
did it
connect to you because of a personal thing, or you were wrestling with something personal?
It always that quote seems to pop anytime like BuzzFeed or whoever puts like top Star Wars quotes. I'm like, oh, let's see what's on this list, and that has popped up recently on a couple that make me go, yeah, I need to chill out, just like relax, loss and death, yeah, like becoming one with like, hey, I need to be here right now. I can't be somewhere else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So Yoda's pretty wise, ain't he?
Always in motion is the future.
And
yep.
this one, I will say counts, damn it. It's one that's at the beginning of every movie and almost almost most things Star Wars related.
I was
related.
Hoping someone was going to say
a long
it.
Time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
I was hoping
away.
Someone would
right.
bring that
it takes
up.
You right out and away from where you were in life, and it plops you right in the middle of this galactic conflict. And it's timeless. It's something that people go unmistakably Star Wars.
Yeah. Now, would you ever want someone to actually say those words in a Star Wars movie?
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Or Nicolas Cage or Gilbert Gottfried.
You really? Rage for Cage?
Or Tommy Wiseau. Just anybody. I think really anybody can say that line and you can still go, oh, that's silly. But I mean, cool, but Star Wars.
Yeah.
Cool, Star Wars.
Just halfway through Force Awakens, is pan over to Morgan Freeman up on the side of the bar, like, long time ago.
Like, not even like in proper clothes. Yeah, he's just wearing a suit and he's got his script in front of him.
It's just like,
or it's him in a booth with a microphone in front of him, and it's like, that's fine, I'm totally down with it.
And you got to do a typical like Star Wars like wipe like after
smooth Morgan Freeman wipe.
But not to be a Debbie Danner, but your first quote, my uncle actually used to say that a lot to like our cousins and us and stuff like that. So when he passed away, he actually has like his picture and then that quote on the bottom of his tombstone.
Awesome.
That's one of those things that
that's great.
He's just a positive person.
And Star Wars touches people on a lot of different levels, and the quotes sometimes they make you feel better, they make you think. There's a lot of great stuff with it. Now for something completely different, a silly one. How about that?
There we go.
Watch your mouth, kid, or you'll find yourself floating back home. Love that line, and we'll use it in future fathering instances.
Yeah, my dad does that for the kids when we were very little.
Definitely using that.
All the time.
Are you guys all about to have kids? Is that
in like 15 years when I have kids?
Yeah, mine's 10, maybe. I got them on my watch, apparently. Like, 10 years, guys.
You got the baby timer?
Starting. There's a
timer.
Yes.
Can we get the timer up on the...
Is that what that ticking idea
is? Yeah, that's what that is.
Okay, now I know.
Sorry about
wondering.
That.
And then one that I like using in jest, I'm altering the deal. Pray I do not alter any further.
Yeah.
That's a fun one to throw out.
Yep. So yours are mostly about death and threats.
Yeah!
I know! Why
There's
not?
Some dark stuff going on over here.
Mark's just a dark
soul.
And
yet I identify with the light. How weird is that? My last one, I always really liked the quote, and then I thought about it and how cool it is in the Star Wars universe, is the ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
Mm-hmm.
And that showed the immediate difference between the new Empire and the old ways of the Sith that Darth Vader is. And then thinking about Return of the Jedi, how super jazzed up on the Death Star the Emperor is, and that's just another thing of going, dude, but what about the Force? this dude's messed up. Never mind. I'm going to throw him into a pit.
Yep.
So I kind of like how that line became circular in the whole saga.
Yeah. I like how it also demonstrates like how often Vader probably just says stuff like that.
Yeah. Dude, like, the Force, come on!
Yeah, exactly.
So you go, you and the Force. Yeah,
okay,
we get it.
Okay,
the Force is great.
All right. Yeah,
thanks,
okay,
Darth. Whatever.
What kind of a name is Darth anyway?
Doesn't even go here.
It's an honorific.
Doesn't even go here. He wasn't supposed to be here today. I don't know.
Cool. So that's your whole list?
That's my whole list.
Awesome. So what we're going to do now is we are each going to take one of our lines from our top five, and we are going to promote it to the official Jedi Alliance top five. So we'll have four of the top five, and then we'll get into getting that last one.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alexis, are you ready to promote your quote?
Ugh, mine are all so silly.
No, they're not. They're all great.
Because they mean something to
you. Yeah, you have a lot of iconic ones, so you're going to class up our list from our weirdo quotes.
Well.
I almost put in Dello Felicus.
The one that I'm not putting this one in the list. I forgot to mention it because it always makes me laugh. It's my brothers, because they're now teenagers now, they have their own room and they're like stuck in this room every time when like my mom or my dad opens the door, he's like, oh, I thought it smelled bad on the outside. So because they're going through that change.
Yes.
And I just thought it was funny.
Do they watch? Do your brothers watch Jedi Alliance?
No, and I'm really glad they don't. I'm probably going to do I don't know which one to pick.
Do you want us to come back to you?
No, I'll stick with my Yoda quote, which is a do or do not, there is no try.
Okay, the one that we all said together?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I have a new memory to put on it to it now. So.
Really quick in chat, Kyle Harlow, Andy Dufresne was on
Tatooine. Yes! I saw that. I was like, yay!
Excellent. Joe Ruggiero.
Never tell me the odds.
Yeah.
Excellent. I was hoping you were going to pick that one.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, it's just so Han.
It is.
Yeah.
And Han's the best.
Joseph, what about you?
Oh, man, that's difficult. Are you ready, Mark? Because I don't...
I got to look one more time. I think I got to go. I think I got to go with a long time ago. I mean,
okay.
That's smart.
Yeah. Yeah. We wanted to make a weird list, and that's a weird one, because it teeters on the balance of what is a quote, because, man, would I be upset if somebody actually said it in a Star Wars movie. Like, yeah. it's fine to joke.
No, that
but there's a time where
happen.
Joking stops.
Yeah.
And, boy, if somebody actually said that aloud, if the credits started, and then there was a voiceover of J.J. Abrams going, a long time ago!
No.
In a galaxy. I'd be like, all right,
Jerry
well,
Seinfeld.
Yeah. What about these galaxies?
I would be very, very upset. So we have some classic ones. So I'm going to go with I care. I'm going to put...
Nice. I care.
I care.
I do care.
Like, I care.
Sorry, going back to the room. All right, so for this last
hammock.
One, we've got some classic ones on here.
We've got a lot of classic ones. I'm sure we have some that we've all had as sort of runner-ups.
Mm-hmm.
So should we review some of our runner-ups and what we would want to put in the top five? We can take a look on the chat if we have any in the chat.
We can, because I mean, we did do the... One of the ones on my list, original list, was Certain Point of View, as
awesome.
Well as I Have a Very Bad Feeling About
yes.
This. So any sort of common... that's the first sort of common thread.
Yeah, so I've Got a Bad Feeling About This is definitely a contender.
Yeah. It's a recurring theme.
Mm-hmm. Let me pop in the chat really quick.
I did just think of one that's kind of huge that none of us mentioned before that probably should at least be thrown into the conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Force will be with you. Always.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think some of those, they're so ingrained in us that we don't necessarily...
That's just stuff we say.
Yeah.
That's from Star Wars?
Yeah. That's just like...
I thought that was just part of our vocabulary all the time.
Excuse me, you're in my way. Or,
it's from the holiday special.
Or, I wish that guy would turn his signals on. Those kind of just things you say in life.
Force.
I think there are a ton of these sort of classic ones we didn't mention, like I Love You, I Know, because that's a little bit more...
Yeah, my dad always says, Alexis,
exchange,
I am your father. And I'm like, yes, Dad, we know. We get it.
That's not true.
We see.
I thought of just...
That's impossible.
Adding just no, because with just
no...
And that's my response.
It could be the light side. It could be the dark side.
Either way.
It could be a great moment. It could be a dark moment.
Like father, like son. And you,
like
now
father,
like son.
Father, sort of, like son.
Now with the informed perspective of the prequels, do you think Vader's going, oh, damn. Man, I was really stupid when I did that. Or like sort of a like... he's freaking... somebody died. He just got his arm chopped off.
Yeah. No, I think he was admiring Luke's breath control since he didn't have a respirator. He could scream well.
Yes, he did.
Wow, some lungs on that kid.
Yeah.
Wonder where he got them from.
He should be so proud.
It's a great moment. Yeah.
I want them back.
Please.
But I was going to go to Tosche Station to pick up some power converters I feel like should be at least mentioned.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, Tommy D said control you must learn.
Control you must learn control.
Yeah, and he says, I use that at really inappropriate
luminous beams. Luminous beams are we, not this crude matter from DJ Dreamer.
You must unlearn what you have learned. Yoda's got a million of them.
Oh, come on.
Nope. Not saying that one.
That's not.
You came
time,
in that thing?
Time, no, signature. Yeah, yeah. See, there it is. That's the one.
That's not a path you want to go down.
Nope. No.
That sounds like a really terrible thing that you want to say out loud.
The comment section leads to porn. Porn leads to a YouTube block. YouTube block leads to the dark side.
And that is how Liberty dies.
One of my other favorite Obi-Wan that I almost did is Sith Lords Are a Speciality.
Yeah.
That was one that I was thinking about.
So cocky.
Sith Lords Are a
Speciality.
Cocky. I had one, Tarkin. Mr. Tarkin in the first movie.
If you're nasty.
Yes. Senor Tarkin,
dude.
I believe.
Bro Tarkin.
When Yoan Liz tries to say it's on Dantooine, he's like, oh, thank you, and then just turns and says, you may fire one ready.
Yeah.
Like, just smooth, calm, like, I just ordered the murder of millions of people. Don't care.
I felt bad when the initial order came through to kill you.
I don't know. I got a tweet from somebody, because I think I put in a vlog that I was like, oh, I'm doing Star Wars posts, find it on Monday, and someone literally put, like, in the comments, it was just like, .. and then little asterisks, it's like, Anakin in Room with Younglings, and I was like, that's not a quote! You terrible person, you!
Yeah, I mean, we should do a whole episode. I realized a lot of my favorite moments. Like, I got to include that and realize, oh, it's just totally nonverbal. So we should maybe have a top five nonverbal quotes.
The quietest episode.
Darth Vader breathing.
I love that you put that in. That's him breathing. Okay, so I think I've got a bad feeling about this as a contender.
Yeah.
It's Not My Fault is another sort of big one that recurs that we could possibly use as a contender.
It's Not My Fault.
My fault.
I don't know. Fly Casual.
Yeah, I love that.
I had that as a
top one. I tell that to my mom whenever she freaks out.
Yeah. First step into a larger world. That's a beautiful thing.
Here we go again.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. There's always a bigger fish. No, I'm just going to say every line from the film.
Yeah, let's do it.
Which is going to take forever.
We're just going to be here the whole time.
So, guys, let's go around one more time and see for our fifth one. I think we are going to roll a die or a chance cube to let destiny decide.
The suspense is killing
us.
Elegant chance cube. So, is there anything else that you guys want?
It's a 12-sided die. How dare
it's a
you?
Six-sided die.
I know, I'll
which
take
is,
it.
Yeah, that's for the films.
I know, I'm just kidding.
I have a bag full of day. So I've got a bad
this is
feeling
Star
about
Wars.
This.
Pull out the D20.
Anything
right
else
now.
That you guys want? I will pull out my D20.
Heyo!
I'm getting into YouTube comments.
Dear God,
I've got a bad feeling about this. Anything else that you guys want on the list to be rolled on the chance cube?
No. You were the chosen one.
Okay.
Point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's rescue a certain point of view.
I mean, we and Ken, we say that all the time on the show anyway, so that's a
from a certain point of view, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so a certain point of view, I've got a bad feeling about this. Anything else that you guys feel bad was left on your list? Anything else that you want off your list? Last chance. Alexis, last chance.
Are you good with Do or Do Not?
Yeah.
Okay. Joe, are you good with Never Tell Me the Odds?
Oh, yeah.
Good with I Care?
I am good with I care.
I'm good with a long time ago.
I will also put in, just to make this difficult and evil, I will put in, I will make it legal.
I will make it legal.
I will make it legal.
Okay, so for our final quote, we have... or I could just put, do it.
Do it.
I think a lot of people, if we just put this in text without context, our top Star Wars quote is, do it. Like, what? I don't remember that. Is that a Kanye song? What?
The Kanye shrug.
Okay. So our top three that we'll go on is either a certain point of view, or rather, it's what I told you was true from a certain point of view. I've got a bad feeling about this, or I will make it legal.
I think we're making a rap, a song, something. Yes. Something along those lines.
Feel please, people. So sample us saying I will make it legal. So on a 1 to 2, it will be a certain point of view.
Okay.
3 to 4, I've got a bad feeling about this. 5 to 6, I will make it legal. And if you guys want to wave your hands to try to use the force on the chance cube, feel free. Twinkly force fingers.
I want to use...
1. So... So what I told you is true from a certain point of view.
Nice.
Fate wanted our lists to actually be cool.
Hey. So, going over our top... The Jedi Alliance top 5 Star Wars quotes are... Never tell me the odds. Do or do not. There is no try. I care.
I care.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And so what I told you was true from a certain
point of view.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Boom. That's a great way to end it, too.
That is officially canon.
Yeah.
Yep.
No. So we will, when we post this tomorrow on Facebook, we will obviously open it up to the comments. You guys have been commenting in the live stream. That's great. I look forward to reading some of the stuff later. And I'm sure the quality awesome comments. So feel free to let us know your thoughts on that. We are going to move on to Duel of the Fates.
Yay!
And when the music comes, we will dance. There. Dance. Did you do your dance? I want to make sure we get exercise, Mark.
No,
we
gotta do the thank
very,
you.
We're
you
very
do
set it up.
You gotta do the thing.
Excellent.
Really works the core. Core and the shoulders. It's good, you know?
It is, yeah. So last week's Duel of the Fates question was, should the Wilhelm scream be used in the new Star Wars movies? What do you guys think?
Yes. I always look for it every movie I watch, whether it's Star Wars or not.
Yeah.
So it always brings me a little bit of joy.
Are you disappointed when it's not there?
Yes, very much so. That's when I cry. Yeah. Movies.
I just watched Wolf of Wall Street, and it wasn't in there once. It's ridiculous.
I know. It hurt my soul.
Joe Ruggiero.
Yeah. Who might argue with that?
It's a I was going to say trope, but it's kind of a tradition in Star Wars, so you got to do it. There it is.
Oh, yay, thank you.
Oh my gosh,
nice. Sample it into Duel of the Fates.
Even if they have like a Commander Wilhelm or something. Yeah.
That would be so great.
And they push him off a cliff.
Like, and he did. That would be amazing
if he was named Commander Wilhelm, and then it was a new scream. Just a troll fan.
Whatever the other famous scream is, I forgot. I know it's not Wilhelm, but
so you were yes. Yeah. I was yes, but I was curious to ask this question, and it was interesting. We posted on Facebook as we always do on Tuesdays, and most people agreed with you guys. Like, yes, of course, it's tradition. It's got to be. It wouldn't feel like Star Wars. But there were a couple people who were like, well, it's getting to the point of sort of absurdity where we recognize it and it takes us out of the movie.
See, this time I wasn't drinking my water because I feel like I just would have been like a spit take.
The other reason that I posed that question is Duel of the Fates is I was curious if people would want it in every movie, like even including gritty Rogue One, which we talked about. And a couple people were like, I don't want to watch a gritty Ground War movie where they're all like...
There it is. Okay.
There we go.
Got to work. Timing.
Thank you.
It almost sounds like somebody's wearing something that they shouldn't be wearing. You're like...
It is. It's a reality show judgment.
I think there could be a place for it. Like, it not necessarily right out in the open, but in, like, if there's ever, like, a battle scene.
It could be subtle.
Yeah, it could be subtle
it's
and quiet in the background.
I mean, it's weird because
it's
not
sort of buried in the background the way it has been on the podcast today. Just subtly in the background.
Super subtly, no attention brought to
it. No one even knows.
As it slowly takes over. It's like...
So I wanted to give it.
Listeners are making Wes every time I play.
Yeah,
sounds about
that's awesome. Thank you for playing that.
Oh my god!
So out of all the people who said yes, I wanted to give a shout out to Chris Miller, who had a very thoughtful response. Who said, "I envision the Force Awakens scene in which 1,000 Jedi Force ghosts slowly drive Luke into madness. Their spectral screams will be the Wilhelm played in reverse."
Try that one, Steven.
Yeah.
Which is, that was impressive by itself. But then he wrapped up with, "But for Rogue One, the simple classic Willy will do."
Really? Willy?
The classic Willy will do?
The classic Willy will do. So shout out to you, Chris Miller. That was awesome.
I'm in the mood for a simple classic Willy. So for this week's Duel of the Fates...
It's a good band name.
Yeah. Simple classic Willys. Yeah.
Simple classic Willys. I would be a simple classic Willy fan. Yeah.
I'd skank to some classic Willys.
Classic Willys.
Dubstep. It's dubstep, right?
That's
No. It'll just be the noise, the sound just coming out every single time.
This week's Duel of the Fates.
Oh, dear
Who
God.
Would win in a ground battle, Ewoks or Gungans?
Look at their intense faces on our screens.
Bossa Nasa.
All right, Joe Ruggiero, would you like to begin?
I sure would.
There has been an awakening.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
I'm gonna go with Ewoks because I feel like they'd be more resourceful and industrious in their possible trap makings. I feel like their subterfuge would take the Gungans by surprise, and also Gungans are stupid.
So you
this
think
is
that
the most serious conversation ever had on any podcast.
when analyzing war strategy, I believe the Ewoks would have proper technique.
I played a lot of Risk, and
Ewoks use trap, and the Gungans throw balls everywhere.
Yeah, Gungans would just be throwing their balls, and then two giant logs would come and crush them.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Alexis, do you agree with this, or do you have more complex feelings, thoughts?
No, the funny thing is, thinking about this whole Duel of Fates topic, I was just sitting there going, this is I would never think that I would be talking about trying to see who's better on the ground. But I would also have to say Ewoks, because I just feel like they are... I feel bad, because I'm just pretty much going to take everything you just said.
Hey, go for it. You can have it.
That it's resourceful, and I always think of every time when just the two logs just crushing and the Mythbusters thing about that. And it's just...
Yeah.
It just seems like they just know that they can just use their surroundings for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So... I feel like it's great, but I think it's really funny because I did bring up this topic to a few people because I was like, someone needs to help me because I really don't know. This is actually real life.
You actually text people like, I've got
like,
a serious problem.
We need to meet at the bar. I have a serious discussion. It's important. It's emergency.
Nice.
And we sat there.
I really
like,
need
really?
You to help me through this right now. Ewoks or Gungans.
And they all just leave.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I lost all my friends. But no, they were saying like, oh yeah, Gungans all the way. And I was like, really?
Nope.
So what was their argument? Was it that, I mean, they are certainly more technologically advanced.
That's what they pretty much said, that they can just figure it out. But if
you're
on
so
the ground.
The Empire.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The Ewoks were on home turf. What if they were just in the middle of the Gungan field and there wasn't anything to use but grass?
That's what I was going to bring up, because the big battle of the fleet that we see is just this wide open field where all of their mechanics can come through and all their soldiers can come through. But both would have a home field advantage, so it would really come to how prepared they would be.
I think we're forgetting a main factor here, guys. These two races have always been in a battle right now of who can sell more merchandise for the Star Wars franchise.
I think the Ewoks have won.
Yeah. Ewoks have won.
That's definitely the Ewoks.
But yeah, the Gungans were, I think, in an attempt to maybe push in on the Ewoks a little bit. Do you think...
Wing and a miss.
On Naboo, are the Ewoks vicious enough? Are they savage enough? Would they be able to use a blade of grass to slit Gungans' throats?
I think they would find a way.
Yes.
To be perfectly honest, it's like somebody in the chat said, like, everybody thinks, oh, they're cute and they're furry.
They're so deadly.
But they're brutal.
They're monsters.
They were going to eat our... How many people have they eaten already?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So they can make do.
Yes.
They can make do.
It.
They can make do.
Do it.
Do it.
Kill the Gungans.
That's how I feel about
it,
too, that there are these adorable little things that, like... But I feel like...
It's like gremlins.
Yeah, yes. That is exactly what it is. And I just feel like they will just come after you in your sleep. It doesn't matter where they are. They will just figure out something to kill you with.
Yeah, see, they'll go ninja style and, like, that's creep into your camp at night and just start stabbing.
Stab. With a blade of grass. I don't know.
Nice. Yeah. So are we all across the board on the
that's
Ewok
so
domination?
That's so
oh my god!
I knew you would find the picture. That's what I was referring to before the
meme.
The show.
The meme. Yes. People watching on YouTube, I think they're probably
not put that on the show. Do not put that up on the show.
Okay. Oh,
there's nothing good about that.
Yes. So this week, our iTunes listeners win. In the battle of more enjoyable show, I think, from our YouTube watchers. Maybe. We'll see. But if you want to be entertained or frightened and not be able to sleep for a long time, look up that Ewok meme, the terrible face.
Oh, my God.
With
the
words. We will put this up on Facebook. We would love to hear your input on who would win in Ewoks and Gungans. And please, as much detail and logic you can give this debate is
absolutely.
Welcome.
Welcome it.
All right, so that is our show. We are going to wrap up, as we always do, with guests reminding you about their social media presence and anything they want to plug. So, Alexis, we will start with you.
You can find me... Oh, I love that music. You can find me all over social media as atorres890. Don't forget to follow me on my vlogs I do every week. I'm actually doing a Q&A one, so if you go to my actual page, which is youtube.com/atorres890, or go to my Twitter, which is the same thing, give me a question, I'll answer it, whether it's Star Wars related, something random, maybe me in a theater doing weird things, whatever. Whatever you want, I would love to answer it, and I'm going to do a whole video about that. And also, you can find me in the booth for all three of our channels here at Popcorn Talk Network, AfterBuzz TV, and Black Hollywood Live.
Awesome. Joe Ruggiero.
You can find me on Twitter at JoeRu23. That's the only social media I want you finding me on, because there's got to be a line. And you can catch me on this show the next time they invite me.
Awesome. I'm Joseph Scrimshaw.
Can I tie along?
Sure.
You can find me on social media at Joseph Scrimshaw and all the things, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I have a couple things to plug. Starting tomorrow, I will have a new album out called Rebel Scum. It is a comedy album all about Star Wars and the way Star Wars interacts with our real world life. I will also be going to the convention Dragon Con, where I'll be doing a bunch of comedy shows and panels and podcasts. And then right after Dragon Con, I will be going on tour of the East Coast with my friends, the Double Clicks and Molly Lewis. So I won't be here for the next 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, I've done that for 2 weeks previously, so I feel like you're stabbing it back at me.
I am sad. I've been having a great time doing this, and I look forward to coming back.
And we will definitely be missing you next week.
Aw.
Yes. But best of luck to you on your tour, and the album, can't wait for it to come out tomorrow.
Awesome.
No, seriously, I'm not just saying that because you're next to me.
thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
No, yes. I am the Internet Soapbox Mark. You can find me on Twitter at Soapbox Mark. We've done a lot of coverage this past month for SummerSlam, for NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, for RTX. Just follow me on Twitter, and I tweet all that stuff out anyway. You can find me here for doing all different sorts of shows. You can find me in the booth, like Alexis. And
just check booths.
Yeah, just check booths. Check random booths. We're probably in there.
Yep.
And next week, we're going to have a heck of a show for you.
Awesome. Thank you guys for watching and or listening to Jedi Alliance. You can watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to youtube.com/popcorntalknetwork. You can also catch the Jedi Alliance on iTunes. Please rate and review us there. You can also visit popcorntalknetwork.com to find a nice list of all all the past episodes of Jedi Alliance, and you'll find links there to both iTunes and YouTube. Please, get those episodes, download them, add your own Wilhelm screams where you think it's appropriate in old episodes, make Jedi Alliance remixes. Please also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Jedi Alliance for all the us-related news. This has been Jedi Alliance on the Popcorn Talk Network. We talk movies. Thank you for listening, because many Bothans died to bring us this information.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.